It's a milestone in the music world that was long coming. This story is also an excuse to play some music by the Beatles. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. In Cleveland over the weekend, Ringo Starr got a little help from an old friend.
It's a great honor for me to be able to induce him. Oh, induct, yeah. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland tonight, Mr. Ringo Starr!
He can probably say that any way he wants, because that's Paul McCartney, the former Beatle, welcoming his old bandmate. Ringo, at 74, became the last of the Beatles to get into the Hall for his solo work, following John, then Paul, then George.
You know, it's a great honor to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was doing the press and all saying, well, why did you wait so long? It had nothing to do with me. You have to be invited. But anyway, finally, I'm invited, and I love it.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the
Beatles broke up back in 1970. Ringo Starr went on to a solo career, but he made it back to number one on the Billboard charts in 1973 with this song, Photograph.
He has released a total of 18 solo albums, the latest just last month. His fellow inductees, or inducees, if you're listening to Paul McCartney, in the Hall of Fame this year were Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Bill Withers, Lou Reed, and the Five Royales.